Random Thoughts of Show, I'm ready to stop.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour.
Yes, my dear friends from all over the world. My name is Martin Horst and I bring you the latest collective news 3 times a week. Today is a special day because my guest is Isis Verhagen. And Isis is a very special human being. And I want to welcome you to the show with the latest collective news because, my friends, times are very exciting. So welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody, to BBS Radio Station 1, where Douglas and Donald Newsom make miracles every day with so many shows on the station, Station 1 and 2. And every Thursday I'm here with the latest galactic news. So listen and tune in every Thursday with ET First Contact Radio. And I want to welcome my guest, Isis. So Isis,
hi
there. How are you?
I'm fine. And you? How about you?
I'm so great. I'm so happy to have you on the show again. We did some miracles when we started the first show a month ago.
Yeah.
At a very special location. It was a very dared operation, but that triggered a lot of things. So I have a feeling that the world economy is going to collapse very soon, and that will make space for an abundant system, an honest system to be replaced with. So, ISIS, what is going on behind the scenes?
Well, what I happen to know that there has been a great battle going on in the galactical surroundings. I am aware of the fact that the astral worlds are being cleaned at the moment. That means that everybody on Earth will get and feel some results of that in between now and perhaps 2 or 3 weeks. It will happen all over the world, and will happen throughout the universe as well, because the astral world is, they call it the fourth dimension as well. And in that fourth dimension, the Dark Cabal rules, like, you might as well call it that way. And we are at the moment cleaning that scene because, it forms a blockage between the people on Earth and the galactics. It forms a blockage between the people's bodies, the basic bodies, and their soul bodies or soul parts. So we have to connect these two worlds with each other, the fifth and the third. And there's only one way, and that's to clean.
Yes, there needs a lot of cleaning in this world. And as you look at the weather, a lot of cleaning weather is taking place at many places. But at some places, there are difficult situations, like in California, where it's very dry. But other places, it's very wet. And do you think, I have the feeling that the Dark Cabal isn't any more controlling the weather. What is your take on it?
Well, what I know about it is that a lot of big people, directors, as you may call it, of the Dark Cabal, have lost their position at the moment, and only the one who are executing their former orders are still there. So everything is diminishing, and that includes the weather as well. They are not able to control the weather as they used to be.
Exactly. And at the same time, also the economical situation, because I have seen that the markets are tumbling the last couple of days. What does this symbolize, the markets tumbling, all the stock markets tumbling?
The main reason for that is that the big chiefs are losing their position, and then the people who are working with money, with their money, are getting frantic and anxious, and then they lose faith in their own systems. So they start, the financial market starts to tumble down. That's the logical course of the whole fact. It's the consequence of it.
Yeah, but the strange thing about it is that they say that the oil prices are also tumbling, but at the same time, the prices for fuel at the gas station are the same. They are not tumbling.
Well, I did notice that the gasoline prices were less expensive, less high than they used to be at the moment. So that surprised me very much. But that, of course, can be a temporary question, thing, because...
The rate of the a barrel of oil is tumbling faster than the prices at the pump.
That's because there are a lot of deals between the different societies of petrol and oil. And they, besides that, the Dutch government and a lot of government organizations are having a share in the oil business, so they keep on trying to keep the prices high so they can get the taxes. That's their income.
Yeah, and this should be punished, actually. And this will be punished after the arrest take place and, you know.
Yeah, well, I like to be neutral on this because it's a bit difficult because perhaps it's better in a way as being complicated, because a lot of people were working in the same government organizations are pure executors, and they're trying to make the money for the families in their homes. So you can't punish them for being an earner of money. Only if you are advising them on how to keep the prices up and how to keep the system accurate in their way of thinking and their way of seeing visions of something, then it's a possibility to say, hey, why are you doing this? And then you have to look at every single person to make a judgment about it. You can't just say, well, you are doing this, you are doing this, you are doing this, and each an equal punishment. It's not possible, because we're talking about different lives. You want to be conducted in the same way. You want to be seen as one who is trying to do its utmost best to be a human. And in their way of thinking, their way of viewing, they're trying to do the same thing. So, and that's a law of the universe. Everyone has to be getting equal rights. It's a bit complicated in our way of thinking, viewing things, but well, it's just being fair and honest.
Yeah, all right, I can understand that.
Yeah.
So some people who are following the instructions from higher above are maybe not so guilty, but some are not so innocent, because if they know about it, they can refuse those orders. But anyway.
Yeah, but that's quite complicated, quite difficult for them, because there are a lot of consequences when they are refusing to follow up orders from the people above them. And there are a lot of measurements which could be taken to prevent them from refusing, and that's not all that nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's talk about a little other subject. You told me before the show on the phone that some major things are going on.
Yeah.
Can you please talk a bit about your?
I was a bit surprised when I was sitting outside and meditating. I saw Andromedians or Andromedans coming ahead, and they were visiting me. And I'm aware of the fact that Andromedians are a kind of angels, like they have a function like an angel. They're guiding us. So besides of all that, I know that everything got a cycle of life, and perhaps it's 17,000 years or 20,000 years, but every time they keep coming back and keep evaluating things on how are they going on. So now is the moment that they are coming over to evaluate how things are going, and that means that we are getting to an end of a period. And we all know that sign, because you'd only have to look into the newspapers or to look outside your house to know that something's going on. And that means for them it was a bit of an saying yes to my feeling inside that we are going towards an end of this cycle. And that means that they coming ahead and are evaluating things, but also that they are coming to guide us through the next period. So there will be a changing time, global, worldwide, and not only on Earth. It will be, because we are all related to all the people aboard on the ships, but also on the star systems and the planetary systems, we are all related. So everything will go to a new phase, and that's the global thing of it. But that means that it's working through various fields of items you may call, for example, the oil companies, the economics, the financial systems, the educational programs, the governmental programs, the way they're talking to one each other, the way they're treating one each other, everything, every single thing in life is going to be evaluated. And that's why the Andromedans came over, for example, because I know that they do have other messages as well, but perhaps they will come over to me this show and tell me more about it while I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, that will be wonderful. Yes. Anyway, I think the Andromedans, because Andromeda is our neighboring galaxy, and they play a major role in our ascension process, in the liberation process of planet Earth.
Yes.
So, what other beings of light are present in the last few weeks, and what are they telling you?
Well, there happen to be Sirians, for example. There happen to be Pleiadians. There happen to be other galactical forces. They have all been telling me the results of well, little things and big things. So, for example, the Pleiadians told me that they were standing upright to face all the problems and to coordinate things. The GF told me that they are ready to come over, and that they are ready to, well, to land. The Sirians have had a different position in their way of communicating, because there are different races between amongst the Sirians. We all know that there are more planetary systems on Sirius, for example H, B, C, D, and some more, but there are also unknown planets in that system, and they are going to play a role, and they are going to play a role into our freedom fight, as I may say so. So that's one thing of it, and a lot of contacts of mine all over the world have been talking to me in a telepathically way from how things were going on, as well as some human beings who are part of big systems who are coming over to me and asking me to talk to me, and I'm trying to talk to them, of course, about how things are going on. And the things I am able to tell you is that there are a lot of things going to be happening, and that one of the big things is we are going to take responsibilities for our self-being, self-consciousness, in the direction of world peace. Because what they really want us to do is to form a collective, form a collective in the way of asking, the way of being, the way of behaving, the way of getting our information. Because, well, you might as well know that there is a kind of collective energy fields, and a lot of people are able to tap into it and get their information, but be aware of the fact that it isn't the right collective energy field that has been put there because of the dark cabal, and it has been put there to mislead us. So please be aware of that. There are only a few ways that you're able to communicate with the galactics, and one of the ways is that you are taking responsibility for your own well-being, your own search for cleaning up yourself, and for investigating into your inner selves, and to try to get your own soul parts back together in all the different dimensional life forms, and well, to place it back into one vortex. That sounds a bit complicated, but that's the main thing which I can tell you all about it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I understand your explanation here.
Yes.
So, okay. I've talked with you about music.
Yes.
That ends with the word November.
Yeah.
And I felt when 2014 was approaching, okay, this is going to be the year of this club.
Yeah.
And there was a musical band in the 1980s called the Art of Noise. They are really special. They are really amazing what they made in their music.
Yes.
In 1986, I believe they made a track called Opus 4. And it ends with the word November. Very strange. But they were actually psychics. They were making psychedelic music.
Yeah.
And they were also at the same time psychics. So I'm going to play it because we can talk about what you feel is going to happen in November.
Yeah.
Because we are now beyond mid-October. And so this is Opus 4-4. Very interesting.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Yeah.
No sound. No proper time of day.
No shade. No shine.
No bird.
No shade. No shade. No shine.
No bird.
No shade.
Bees.
No shade. No shade.
Bees.
No shine.
No bird.
No shade.
Bees.
No shade. No shade.
Bees.
No shine.
No bird.
No shade.
Bees.
No shade. No shade.
Bees.
No shine.
No bird.
No shade.
Be
no shade, no shade,
be no shine,
no shade,
be no shade,
no shade,
be no shine,
no shade,
be no shade,
no shade,
be no shine,
no shade,
be no shade,
no shade,
be no shine,
no shade,
be no shade,
no shade,
be no shine,
no shade,
be no shade,
no shade,
be no shine,
no shade,
be no shade.
No shade,
be no shine.
No shade,
be no shade.
No shade,
be no shine.
No shade,
be no shade.
No shade,
be no shine.
No shade,
be no shade.
No shade,
be no shine.
November.
Yeah, you all heard that ending on November. She said no sun, no dawn, no shade. No noon. Very interesting, because the Mayans and the Hopis have all predicted that there will be two suns, that Nibiru would come. There are many predictions, different predictions, that the tilt of the Earth axis will, tilt, there will be a pole shift, etc. But ending in November is so interesting, don't you think?
Yes, well, you know, we have been talking a lot to one each other lately. And every time the month November came back in our talks,
yes.
We have I have had many acknowledgments of the fact that in November there will be something going on and there will be happening a lot of things. And what I am feeling, I have had visions of flooding on the whole planet, not all at one and at the same time, or not like a big flood or so, but well, it could be due to the weather, because November is usually a time of the year when it's raining a lot.
Yes.
But this is, there is going to happen something, and well, I find this music very interesting. The texts are, well, pretty similar, but they are about a new world, a new horizon. And what I've been told is that the coincidence is that when I was preparing this broadcast, I got several messages from my guide, and he said, for example, get organized, get ready,
mm-hmm.
solve problems, ask for help, enlighten yourself, stay and believe in the positive side. You are divine. He told me about world peace, one voice, one question for help, and the very fact was that at 5:30, I suddenly got myself into a mood of I want to fight. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with everything. I'm fed up with waiting and with doing my best and helping other people in a way of when they don't want to get help, you can't even help them. They do have got a question for help, but a lot of people, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, want to be helped without wanting to be helped. You know what I'm talking about?
You mean without doing an effort?
Yes, without doing an effort and without taking one's responsibility, without having a question at all. They're pretty fake about it. Well, help me. Yeah, what? In what way? Tell me, then I can help, because I know a lot of things which I can help someone with. And at that moment, and I haven't had a clue about it because I wasn't even on my computer, I received an email from someone I'm close with, and he sent me a picture of a murdered woman in Syria. And she was murdered because she was a Christian. And she was murdered in some dreadful, awful way, just because she was a Christian in Syria. And I don't want to accuse anybody, and I do believe in faith and in religions. I do believe in that because I'm a very religious person myself. But there's one thing, you just don't cross the border of humanity, of humankind. You just don't cross the ethical borders. I was pretty shocked about it. And that might be explaining my feeling at the moment of I want to fight. And I had a feeling that I should be inviting everybody to stand up for their rights, because we are the ones they're waiting for. And this sounds like a familiar remark, but I also got the next line. We are waiting for you. We want to meet you all. We are your family. And they are pretty wanting and longing for us as bad as we are longing for them. There's only one thing. There are races between that. And there are people who are trying to prevent it just because they want the world and the earth for themselves. And that is not a possibility, because we are all living upon it. And we are all related to all the people on board of the ships, on board of on the starship. I'm so emotional about it. On starships and on the star systems, as well as on the planetary systems, they are all waiting for us to come back, and we are waiting for them to come back to Earth as well. We want to be able to communicate with them. We want to be able to be with them, to help them, to love them. And we want to be able to live side by side next with one each other with them. And that's so important to know, that they are as much longing for us as we are longing for them. So they are trying everything possible to land upon Earth, everything, but they need us. They really need our help.
Yes, so that's why it's important that we raise our vibration, Isis.
Yes.
I just want to say to the listeners, when you want to ask a question to Isis or to myself, you can call into Station 1 to speak live with us, 001 for the States, and then 888, so 001-888-627-6008. So 001-888-627-6008. if you have a question for ISIS or me. So ISIS, yes, they want to meet us and we want to meet them. So in order to do this, we need to raise our vibration. And how can we do that?
Well, that's a big journey. And that's a terrific journey. And that's a challenging journey. Because you're going to meet your own unconsciousness. All the things we have been taught about on Earth are things and impressions from another side of the fuel. They have been teaching us that that we are stuck on Earth. That's not true. That really isn't true. For example, we are able to travel during our dreams, during our sleep. That's one thing. But there are several ways of proving that there are portals upon Earth. They just kept it from us. We are not able to see them because they have been hidden beneath a big layer of sand or mud. They are there. They really are there. We are able to come over, but we have been told we are not able to be coming over. They are forbidding us our God-given right of freedom, our God-given right of being amongst our family. One way of enlightening yourself and to rise up your vibration is to cry. That sounds crazy, but please face your own problems and solve them and ask for help, because they are very, very willing to help. The Andromedians are very good coaches. There are lots of races who are good healers, good doctors, and good shrinks, as I might call it. They have got various techniques of helping one system, the system of the different body parts, the different soul parts. I've seen it. I've been there. I've seen how they are operating on people, on their whole system, not only the third dimensional body, but also the other soul parts who are related to your body. They do have techniques, and please open yourself for it. Please try to think and to be and to live in a positive way, because that's the way it should be. When you know how people on board of the ships, I've seen it, are dealing with one each other. It's so respectful. It's so very, very respectful. I have seen that men treating women, and they weren't necessarily their own women, but all the women they've been confronted with, when they are emotional, they are being given energy from the man. They are being given energy because they want to stabilize the women on Earth and the women on the ships, because women are very important. They're channels of energy, they're channels to be able and are able to be connected with the source. The men know that and they respect the women for it. And they're all stabilizing their women because they want the systems to be in good order. But at first, they want the women to be treated respectfully because they give birth, they give life. That's very important for all of us. But first of all, embrace yourself. Be aware of the fact that every way of thinking of yourself doesn't necessarily have to be your own way of thinking. It can be brought to your mind. It can be brought into your system because it just wanted to be there. And that happens a lot of time. And if you know that, you don't have to panic, because your heart, your system, which is being called a heart, knows. Your body knows. You can rely on that. Your bodies know a lot more than your mind can ever realize. And which the thing I want to add to it is that when you are able to confront yourself with all things which hinders you, which attacks you, which gives you a rotten way of feeling, know that your body knows the answer. Please honor yourself, please honor your body as a temple. And there are different techniques to do so. But first of all, start to trust your own intuition, your own body, which is connected to your intuition. It's a sort of a kind of inner knowing. And don't be afraid to ask for help. You're given it by them. Is this an answer to your question, Martin?
It is not only an answer, it also gives me a feeling of safety. And I want to thank you for this.
You're very, very welcome.
Yes. So, Isis, in order to prepare for the big changes,
yes.
Can you give us some ideas what we should do? Of course, not panic, that's the main reason. But it's the last thing we should do. But for example, should we keep some cash or should we store some drinking water and some food? So these are practical things, but are there also other things like preparing us on a mental and psychic level?
Well, at first, well, don't get worried because they're taking care of you. And I can't stop repeating it. They are taking care of you. And you know from the inside what to do. Your heart gives you the solution to a lot of problems. And that's a thing which a lot of people are trickling over it because they think with their minds. You know there's much more possible than you have ever thought of. They are able to reach you on so much more ways than you ever thought of. They're able to work through people. You may be well aware of the fact that suddenly a person can come onto your path and addresses you in a way you at that moment you are very hard in needing of that. And you never ever have met the person. Perhaps you have ever heard of stories of angels. They are much more angels than you think they are. They're working through a lot of people who act like an angel because we all have the DNA of an angel. Not everybody has developed it as much as another person. But no, we are all having the same DNA. And at the moment, they are working on enlarging our DNA, the DNA strings, the 12. You have ever heard about it, I think, Martin?
Of course I have, and we are now developing our 12-stranded DNA.
Yes.
Because in the last phase of Atlantis, they did some experiments with our DNA, bringing it back to two strands, which brings forth limited consciousness.
Yes.
But now we are outgrowing it, and I understand from Sheldon Idol, his contact with the Galactic Federation, that after first contact, we'll be going to Inner Earth, to the Crystal Chambers, and we'll be 3 days in the Crystal Chambers, and completely rejuvenated, completely reborn as galactic human beings, fully conscious, with full 12-stranded DNA. So, I really believe in this. And
yes, I've seen hope. Those.
Yeah, this gives me hope. That
I know.
At the same time, children are born today with 4, 6, 9, and sometimes 12 strands of DNA. Mm-hmm. Newborn children from the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we are getting there.
Yes, we are certainly getting there, and I've seen these chambers. I know they exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are a lot of stories about them, but they do really exist.
Yes,
and
they do.
I've been told that when people, when they're coming, and when people are ready, when people are being activated, when, because
mm-hmm.
there are two ways, you know. The one way is that they're coming to land over, when we have grown enough in vibrational level, they are able to land. But the other way is that a lot of people here on Earth are really galactics. They're stationed down here and belong to the ships. When they are being activated, and at this very moment, this is happening all over the world, they're suddenly remembering things, suddenly remembering techniques and missions and orders and all those kind of beautiful, lovely things. That's a way too. And, well, there happen to be a lot of galactics on Earth as well as there are on board on the ships. And there are stories about the thing that our souls are on the ships and we are with our bodies are downstairs. That's partly true. We are also, as well as we are on the ships, as well as we are down here upon Earth, and we should be known about that. We should be well aware of that fact. Because when we do know so, we don't, we can rely a bit upon each other, know what we are going to do, and know what we are doing, and be assured that we do the right thing.
Yes, so indeed. I can confirm that, and I feel that many people are at this time where we are living now intuitively feeling what is right to do, and they
yes.
are getting. People are getting it from their higher self, and more people are in touch with their higher self
yes.
to get guided by their angelic guides and all the above ascended masters. So we are, yes, we are indeed. The feeling I have is that a lot of help is being given to us right now.
Yes, that's correct. And one other thing my guide told me, don't get messed around. Be a former collective of light workers. Don't get messed. What he does mean with that very fact is that we should be contacting each other. We should be aware of the fact that we form one big light family. Don't get scared and be aware of the fact that you're much more stronger than you ever thought of, that you ever believed in. You're very strong. Very, very strong, because you're the one who is able to live here and to give birth to your children, and they are not.
Yes, indeed. I've been thinking about some music that I listened in 1992.
Yes.
In November. So again comes the again comes the word November. Just looking which album it is. Yeah, this is the one. Let me see. Hold on. It's a bit difficult to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Could be here. Yes. It is an ode to Don José, The Art of Noise. This is the 1990 album, The Ambient Collection. Ode to Don José, and it is very special music, very peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it opened up an idea that extraterrestrials were singing to me. When I was 15 in 1992, I was listening this in November 1992, so this is again a link to November. So listen up, my friends, this music is very interesting and very galactic. Here it comes. Oh, Well, this is so amazing. You know, I listened to this when I was 15 years old. The Art of Noise, they are masters. And I realized only the last 2 years that what they did was supernatural. They had contact with ETs, they had contact with several beings. And this is more than just the art of making beautiful noises and music. I believe there's much more to it, much more prophetic to it. So, what did you feel, Isis?
I felt a lot of energy coming through. Mm-hmm. I felt a lot of different dimensions coming through. I felt a conversation aboard of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a form of floating water with a lot of different species which were swimming, crawling around in it. And I know a lot of things in the universe are fluid. Not mm-hmm. all dimensions, but a few or a lot, in fact, are fluid. And that's because we are not able to see them as being in a physical dimension, like on the Earth level. That's what I felt. And I heard some dolphin-like creatures talking to. Like they were playing around.
That's very interesting that you say that, because I know that they're in higher dimensions and in other worlds are dolphin-like creatures that are living in water, but they have an ability to communicate with humanoids, Syrian humanoids, Pleiadian humanoids.
Mm-hmm.
and they are of a cosmic level. They can even swim in space, I believe. It's very little known about those creatures, but in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, it's a very interesting movie to look, to watch, and it's about dolphins and the whales. And by the way, Patricia Corey will be on the show very soon. I will talk about her new novel, The Emissary, where a psychic lady gets in contact with the dolphins and the whales on the ship, the deep water. Very interesting story. And so I will make an appointment with Patricia and promise you, my friends, to get her on the show. SyrianRevelations.net is your website. And Isis, I'm going to ask you in the last couple of minutes how people can reach you so that you share your email address, your Facebook profile, and your Skype account eventually. Because you are a healer and you can give people sessions via Skype. And so please go ahead and share your information with the listeners.
Okay. Thank you, Martin. You can reach me through my website. It's called www.havona.nl. Well, it's in the Dutch extension. Havona, perhaps I might as well spell it. It's Holland, Amsterdam, Victor Otto, Nico, Amsterdam, and then .nl of Holland. And on that specific website, you can find my email address. My Skype address is Isis Sharyam Michtal. My email address is not only info@havona.nl, but also info@isis-ishtara.nl. Does that help?
Well, I think it will help you and other people, because I know of your healing abilities, and if people need a healing session on distance, they can contact you. And maybe last but not least, share your Facebook info, because I believe that many people who are listening right now would like to be friends with you to share your updates.
Okay, that is Isis Ishara Mara Michtal. Isis. Isis Ishara Michtal.
Can you spell that for me?
Well, that's a lot of letters to spell. Now, Isis is okay, I suppose. Then we got the I, S of Simon, H, A, Richard, Y of Isaac, Y from New York, and then an A of Amsterdam, and then the Mary. And then, of course, the extension Migdal is also Mary, Isaac, Gregory, D, which shall I put for an example, and then H, L of Leo.
No, not H, but A. A-L. I will help you out a bit, dear friend. Isis. There are in her Facebook profile four words. The first one is Isis. The second word is Mara. M-A-R-A. The third word is Terra. T-E-R-R-A. And the last word is Migdal, M-I-J-D-A-L. And then you can contact Isis. Yes.
I forgot that one. I mentioned another Facebook account. I'm sorry.
All right. No worries here. I believe this is the correct profile, right?
Yes, this is the correct profile. This is the one I'm working with a lot of times.
Yes. Okay. So now, my dear friends all over the world, we run out of time. My dear friend Isis, I want to thank you for being on the show. It was an amazing pleasure for me to share your wisdom and the wisdom that you are getting from the angelic guides. So love and light to everybody. I will be back next week with another guest.
Thank you so much, Martin.
Thank you, guys. Namaste.